Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's end the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm feeling great. I am feeling great. You know why? I went into the bathroom today and I brushed my teeth with nice, clean water. Then I took a shower and the water was sparkling pure. And then after I dried myself off, I turned my phone on and the battery was at 100%. What a day I'm having. I'm having a great day. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company. Can't get better than that. I clean water, 100% phone battery. I'm feeling great. How are you guys doing?
Joe, I thought he was our friend. He's taking shots at us right off the
bat. Right off the bat. That's brutal.
Wow.
Now, Tony lives in Niagara Falls, which is a Native American word for the water here sucks. If you ever want to do a term paper on water, say you're studying water, go to Niagara Falls. They have more water problems. You think Niagara Falls. See how much water there is in the falls? Every minute of every hour for eternity. But they have problems getting water to the people that live there. And sometimes the water they get there sucks, too. So what kind of water problems did you have today, Tony?
Broken water main. That seems like the story of Niagara Falls.
All the
time. Everywhere you go, broken water
main. I think TV stations have file footage of broken water main. They don't even bother sending a truck anymore.
No, they don't. It's everywhere. And it seemed like, you know, you should call it the city of the broken water main.
So you turned on the water, and what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing came out. Sound.
So, well, okay. Now, you can get by, you know, by brushing your teeth later in the day when it's repaired. And you can get by, perhaps, by boiling. But I'm thinking there's another thing that most people have to, attend to before going to work?
Well, that was the first thing on my mind, yes.
So how did you take care of that?
Well, I went on YouTube. You learn a lot on YouTube.
You went on YouTube?
Well,
or
I
you
did
went
research
on YouTube,
to see how I could went.
I'll tell you what I did. Remember Y2K? I didn't buy any of that Y2K stuff. But I decided, just in case, why not? And I filled up all three bathtubs that I have in the house, and just in case, because then the water is right there. You put it in the back part of the you-know-what, and you're good to go. You're good to go, if you pardon the expression.
Yeah, you are.
But that's it. So you're all taken care of, right?
Well, they were still digging when I left.
Oh, so by the time you get home, it should be.
Yeah,
should
I think so. They
with
were
that
draining.
Crack team they have up there, I'm sure it's done already.
You think about it. Those guys are constantly working on water main breaks, so they have it down to a science.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll do a good job.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, at least your phone is working.
Yes.
I heard your ringtone. Does that thing do that every time somebody calls you?
Yeah, I think the Imperial March it's called.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Buzzy, maybe we switch batteries with him next time he leaves the room. You know what I mean?
I think that's what I might have to do.
Because now you're on battery number 3, right?
Yes, yes. I initially on Memorial Day broke my phone. 100% my fault, but I paid for insurance.
Good for you.
So I put a claim in, and the phone came a few days later. That phone, right from the bat, didn't take charge, right? Wouldn't take a charge. So I had to call that in. Wait another 3 days.
Oh.
The new phone came in. Now, this phone seemed like it was going to work fine.
Yeah.
It was charging. I had all my apps uploaded on
there. Wow.
Driving around yesterday evening and listening to music through my phone. and the thing just makes a loud pop, turns off. I don't think anything of it. Maybe it overheated. It was hot in the car. So I turn it back on. Phone turns right back on. Plug it in. Won't charge.
I don't know. If I were you, I would go to, now that you're here in the building, I would go to file footage and get a file footage picture of Joan of Arc and send it to the phone company saying, I think I'm having battery problems.
Nudge, nudge, hint, hint, wink, wink.
And if you don't want me to sue your ass, I would suggest I get a battery here before 3 days.
So they, you know, like I call, and understandably, they don't believe me. They're like, could you take it to the store?
Yeah, you know what they're doing? They're going, that guy is on the phone again from Buffalo.
So go to the store, and thank you to my I was busy yesterday evening. My parents were kind enough to take my phone for me so we could get it checked out. Surprisingly, nothing I did to the phone. So now another 2 to 3 days without a phone. So it'll be combined over a week phoneless of service.
Oh, that's too bad, buddy.
Two of those phones that they sent me, but they're not sending me good phones, the one I paid insurance for.
Rehab.
They're sending crap reject phones.
Do they smell of Narcan? Well, I mean that, you know, especially in today's society, you have so much to give and no opportunity to give it. That's too bad, Buzz. I really feel badly for it.
It's like my dating life.
But I feel bad, too, because
what,
this is
needing
the time
more batteries?
He's
you go through three batteries in a couple of days, your dating life is fine.
He's missing out on that text. Hey, Joe, you want to go on a date this week?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not going to get it.
The girl that didn't get back to me on Saturday, I'm sure this is when she's going to text me.
Well, you guys had your problems. I had my problems here. Yesterday, we congratulated Roger Christian from Star 102, our sister station and good friend of all of ours. He's a terrific guy. And they said, anybody would like to say something about Roger? You know, feel free to come on. So I went on with Lucas. Lucas tried to kill me. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, you see this chair I'm in now? It's easy. It's low. I sit in it. When I get done, I stand up and walk away from it. How easy does it get? Well, I go in there, and Lucas has got a chair that's high. It's as high as like this, okay? So what I did to get closer to the microphone, I put my tush on the edge of the seat, okay? Now I'm going to put my feet on the ring around the bottom of the seat and push myself further on, right? No, that seat doesn't work like that. You put your tush on the side, and when you put your feet on the little ring, it catapults it to the wall.
Yikes!
And I nearly went over backwards. I think he's trying to kill me. I really do. I think for all those years we worked together where I did jokes about him, I think I'll lure him in here. And when he tries to sit on that chair, he'll kill himself.
He was offended by the socks.
I think so. He was
the little ones with the ball.
He was happy.
End.
Those little vibrating socks that he has, the ones with the little balls on them. Speaking of little balls. But that's another story. So I'm never going in there again.
No.
If I do, I'll bring my own chair. BYOC.
Or stand.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a break and return, whether you like it or not, on News Radio 930 WBEN. So here we are having all of this hot, hot, hot weather, and Tony is disappointed because it might rain Saturday, so he can't have a fire.
Yeah.
Who has a fire when it's 80 degrees and humid?
It's actually quite nice out.
Yeah.
By the time 930 rolls around,
it's
nippy. Usually...
Little nippy for you.
No, it's just comfortable.
You
it's
just
neat.
Need, so you're not going to have the fire.
And I'm far enough away from it, so I'm really not feeling the
Make
heat.
Make sure, yeah. I was just thinking the other day, Roger Christian, everybody's so happy for Roger because he's a terrific guy and a consummate broadcaster. But I think one thing is going to disappoint him a little bit.
What's that?
One day, a few years ago now, we were sitting around talking, I said, what would be the best thing that could happen to you? He said, I'd love to be in the Hall of Fame. I said, well, that might happen someday, Roger. You know, that'll be very nice. He said, but I have a second thought. I said, what's that? He said, if I do get inducted, I want to be the best-looking guy that gets an award at the Hall of Fame. And look at this. You know who's in?
Oh, yeah.
John Beard. Nobody will ever be the best-looking guy as long as John Beard gets an award. You
well,
know
Beard's
I mean?
Lucky that Beamer's not there.
Yeah, Beard and Beamer. That
exactly.
Sounds like my law firm.
You show him, Joe.
John, you know, when John Beard is in there, what are you going to do? Like the year I went in, I was hoping I would get the most attention. But I went in the year Tim Russert went in.
Yeah, that's a tough one. He's a bit popular.
Yeah. So everybody goes, what year were you in? I said, I tell them, they go, oh, yeah, that's the year Tim Russert went in. So that's the standard. That is the standard. So Roger will be the second best-looking guy inducted, but at least he beat out Tom Atkins. So we know Tom Atkins, and we love Tom Atkins. He's great. We had a lot of fun and interaction with him. I've hired he's going in as an engineer, and he knows how to do that very well. But I hired him several times as a disc jockey because he's very good at that, too.
Remember, every time he would walk into KB, when we had the relaunch of KB, and we were, you and I were doing our shift, and I had that old jingle, and I can't remember if Steve Cishan found it, but it was, Tom Atkins!
Yeah,
you know, and then they
shouts,
had the fanfare.
Yeah, exactly.
So every time he walked in, we'd hit that line, and go, oh, come on!
You know, the good part about this broadcast community in Western New York is the fact that we all know each other. And by and large, most of us get along very well with each. And sometimes we're working with somebody else, sometimes against somebody else. But the camaraderie is always there. I think the respect is there, too, because we have a good local broadcasters. So congratulations to all of them, even though Roger will have to be second best-looking guy next to John Beard.
Hey, he'll settle for it.
Do you
it's
think
all right.
they do they give you a special award for that? I think that would be nice.
Participation award.
Yeah. A participation award in the Who's You're Better joking. Looking Than John Beard contest.
Well, I can't remember who else it went in the 1 year, but the year Buffalo Bob went in.
Oh, that was a great year.
You're going to be overshadowed there,
too. That was a great year, and he sat at the piano and sang and led the audience in, it's howdy doody time.
And he picked on me, Sandy.
Yeah, he was great. We had him on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
So we've had some good times there. Can hardly wait till the event, which is in September.
Right.
See you in September. All right, let's see what's going on here. Anybody hear anything about the president? I don't know.
You know, he's a pretty quiet guy.
Yeah.
Laid back. I wish he'd do something newsworthy.
I wish the media would actually cover him for a change.
Yeah, you know what? The first thing I did when I got into work this morning, very first thing is, okay, what did Trump do wrong today?
Who's offended?
Yeah, who's offended? Who's suing him? What tweet did he put out that somebody is offended by? The usual stuff, because remember, in the words of Roseanne, Rosanna Dana, if it's not this, it's that. If it's not that, it's this, but it's always something. And so the people that don't like Donald Trump are never going to like Donald Trump, ever, ever, ever. Seriously, he could turn water into wine. He could serve fishes and loaves for lunch.
Trump trying to get America drunk, that's what it is.
Exactly, and serving bad fish. You know, he's never going to get credit for anything, because as soon as he changed and gave the presidential executive order that the families would not be divided anymore, they already started. Well, this isn't going to be enough. It's never enough.
What's funny is Rush predicted that, because it happened during Rush's program, and he says, okay, watch, this is going to be the outrage.
It's very predictable.
It is.
It's very predictable, because if he does it, he's wrong. If he doesn't do it, he's wrong. If he leaves it the way it is, he's wrong. If he changes it, he's wrong. And you know what? It's the same people saying it. So let's just get it out of the way. So I think from now on, we'll in the opening monologue, we'll have how do Trump's critics feel he screwed up today? Because it'll be something every day, I guarantee it. So now they're going to, I guess they're looking at a couple of bills today that may indeed be voted on. But they already started with that. Well, they're looking at a couple of bills that could be voted on, but we don't think either one of them has enough votes to pass. And if they do, they'll say it's, you know, he rammed it through. And, you know, it just gets so tiring. It really does. It gets so weary. But I want to ask you this. Did Trump do the right thing? Did Trump do the right thing? And will this be enough? Wait a minute, just a second. Will this be enough? Stop it! Stop it! You're killing me! No, it'll never be enough, I can tell you that. And did he do the right thing? I kind of wish he hadn't done it, and I'll tell you why. The reason I wish he hadn't done it, he's now put out a blueprint on how to get directly to Donald Trump. Here's the blueprint. First of all, find something soft and fuzzy and cuddly. If it is not a child, make it a warm puppy, maybe a kitty, maybe an elderly home that's about to be foreclosed because of the government. But find something like that, and then find a way to tie it to Trump. Even if it's not Trump's deal, find a way to do it. And then hand it over to the press, because they're like, it's like throwing raw meat on the floor. They're hungry dogs out there. They can hardly wait. And get that fervor building up. Get some people complaining and saying, you know, how could he do this to us? Where's the humanity? Compare him to Nazi Germany. That always, that's a nice little touch, because they usually do that. And then finally, get people in his own party to kind of waffle on it. Well, we thought originally it was a good idea, but now as we review it, I'm not sure about this, and show no spine at all. And when you do all that, you can do anything you want with this president. He's tough. He's reliable. He's getting things done despite all of the things that we just talked about. But it, now we have a template, because this is the first thing that I can remember that actually pushed him to do something he didn't want to do or said he couldn't do. So I want to hear from you if you think he did the right thing. Now, on the right thing, you know, right now, you can't hold a child for more than 20 days. That's what the law says. Now, if this gets challenged and they leave it at 20 days, what happens? He'll be criticized if they let him loose at 20 days, because the parents will still be incarcerated and the children will be loose. Now, I don't know what's in these two bills, because they haven't shown us yet today that they're probably going to vote on. Whatever it is, though, be careful. Be careful, because I'm sure it'll have something in it that is designed to end Donald Trump's political career, because that's the way it is. It's 2018, it's June 21st, and they can't wait to get their hands around something else that might get them out of office. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. You can also text us at 30930. Go to the Facebook page, too. Did Trump do the right thing? And will this be enough? We'll be back after this. Back with Beach and Company. Did Donald Trump do the right thing, and will this be enough? I personally wish he hadn't done it, but he did it, and that's that. Now we'll have to live with it. Will this be enough? No, it won't be enough. It'll get challenged in court, and who knows? And if his executive order gets thrown out, they'll still blame him. They'll still blame him. Make no mistake about that. Also, a secondary thing is the Hungarian parliament. It isn't often we look to Hungary for leadership and legislation, but in this case, maybe we will. The New York Times headline, Hungary's laws criminalize the act of aiding illegal immigrants. So if you aid an illegal immigrant in Hungary, you're going to be criminalized. You're going to be charged. You're going to be prosecuted. It's something I think we should look at here. In fact, we may even have it on the books here, but nobody talks about using it if we do. Their Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, is very much in the same line of thinking as Donald Trump, and they're serious about their borders, as they should be. And remember, just before the beginning of the week, Italy got criticized for not taking in everybody that wants to just show up. So if you go to Europe, or if you talk to anybody who's from Europe or travel to Europe or whatever, you find out that it's not always done the way they would like to have it done. But let's see what Pete in Ontario thinks. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Look, Sandy, I'm with you all the way, but, you know, listening to so many different facets of media, I think that the one good thing he did do with this is, He's shown the hypocrisy that's shining through with the Democratic Party, because these parents will now not be able to leave their kids, but but they also will not be able to be let free. It's not a catch and release. That's still the way it is. This is where the true colors are going to shine out. We obviously know now, just out of spite, that the Democrats are never in the Senate, are never going to vote in line with Donald Trump, no matter what, if he's curing world hunger. It would never happen. So it's up to Mr. Mitch McConnell to do away and have the nuclear option with 51 votes. If he does not do that, because you know Harry Reid would have done it, absolutely 100%, it would have been done. If he does not do that, he is absolutely a swamp creature that doesn't want Donald Trump to ever succeed. And I'll tell you what, let's just hope and God hope that during these midterm elections, we get no blue wave, as many conservative people in, and let's hope that the new Speaker of the House is a conservative, which I think is probably a good choice.
Well, let's also hope that even if we do get it and they're there and they're conservative, that they act upon it. We seem nervous whenever we have the upper hand as far as votes are concerned. We always want to, be remembered in history, and we always want to do the right thing, as everybody should. But the Democrats get their position, they stake it out, and then they do it. We rub our hands together, and we stroke our chin. Should we do it? How will it be viewed? Instead of just going ahead and getting it done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Did Trump do the right thing? What do you think, Tony? You think he did the right thing? Or do you think whether it was pressure that got him to do it or not? It certainly seems to most people, that's how they'd view it, is the pressure got him to do it. I have a text person here who is looking at the half-full glass. Sandy, I think the children being separated from their parents really did bother the president, and I think he signed the executive order because of his own personal feelings, not pressure from the public. Well, he was also getting pressure from his own wife.
Correct.
Publicly.
Correct.
So that's, you know that. You know what that's like, Tony.
I think you had to go there.
I'm sorry, I had to. What do you think? Did he do the right thing?
Yeah, I think he did the right thing. And of course, like you said, people are still going to complain because people want the path to citizenship. They want to just be released and no questions asked and hope that they show up to court down the road. But I think he did the right thing, and I will say that it probably did bother him. He's not a monster like the left
likes to paint him out to be.
And one thing that I've noticed is Trump is good at cutting the legs off of the left, and I think he's done it in several areas. I think this is one of them.
This is where my mother's advice comes in, and my mother was very wise, and I learned a lot from her. I should have learned even more from her. She said there's only one reason to do something, because it's the right thing to do. Don't do it because you're going to be rewarded for it, patted on the back. People are going to invite you to their barbecue or whatever, just do it because it's the right thing to do. And if you do that, then it's always defensible and you're going to feel good about it. I think that might apply here. Was it the right thing to do? And did he do it for the right reason? As far as I'm concerned, if he did it, he did it. But I think he laid out a template for those who would oppose him on how to get to him in the future. They happened to hit the exact right issue at this time, because who wants to hear wailing children? You don't want to hear it at a restaurant. You don't want to hear it on sound bites either, okay? Who wants to say adults here, children there, and separate them? Although, truthfully, think about it. If you're rational about it, you might feel better if your child was being looked after in one of those temporary places, because they're being well taken care of, as opposed to being on the streets in your home country. Think about it like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back. And we're also going to discuss the Hungarian laws now, just initiated, criminalizing the act of aiding illegal migrants. How about that? The word illegal is actually in the title of this story.
Don't tell it to the left. They're not familiar with that word.
Amazing. Right out of Budapest. We'll be back after this.
It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you smoke or you have a sweat ball hanging off your head.
Does it seem like we're at cross purposes here? For the last several months, and maybe even the last year, we're hearing about the opioid epidemic and there's too many pills on the street and people get hooked on this and it's bad. And it's a legitimate concern, right? Split screen that with, we got to legalize marijuana. Now, I know marijuana and others are different, but they're the same basic thought process, isn't it? So we've got to clamp down, give all the cops Narcan, just in case somebody is about to OD on their watch. So we're going to do all that, but let's open the gate to marijuana. Let's make that readily available. Does it seem strange to you that we're at the same time preaching two different messages?
Yeah, it is kind of strange, but I did predict several years ago on this show that it was going to be legal because the government's going to figure out how to tax it.
How to make money on it.
And make money on it, yeah.
Exactly right.
So that they can, say with me now, get reelected.
Oh, how about that? Yes. All right, let's get back to the calls. We're asking, did Trump do the right thing? And if you want to add, for the right reason, will this be enough? No. I've already seen it start. There'll be lawsuits and the Ninth Circuit will get involved and blah, blah. So even Trump doing what they were pushing him to do, when he does it, they'll want to do something different, of course. And meanwhile, the Hungarian parliament, the reason I'm bringing this up is Hungary's, the headline, Hungary's laws criminalize the act of aiding illegal migrants. They're very serious about it. The Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, and the parliament voted new laws in that will make it illegal and punishable, and you'll be a criminal if you help illegals get into the country and stay in the country. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, real quick, just to add to what you were talking about marijuana, you know, for the 37 years that I've been on this planet, we've always been taught that marijuana was a gateway drug.
Right.
It's, you know, I don't know where they intend to go with that, but, you know, I don't necessarily think he did the right thing. I don't have an answer for what should be done. I don't think this should be an option in the first place because the amount of tax dollars that we're spending on things like this and the Mueller investigation and all that stuff, I mean, we could have had three walls by now. And you know, like you said, it's never going to be enough, and it's frustrating as a citizen of the country because it's almost kind of similar to, you know, you're watching the Bills game, you're up in the stands, and you can't figure out why they're making some of the stupid moves that they make or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, win, lose, or draw, you know, you really don't have any skin in the game. The ultimate outcome doesn't actually affect your life in any way, shape, or form. But with this is different. We have people that are making decisions, and these liberals and Democrats that are in charge and in power positions, they're making decisions that are not only affecting we as citizens of this country, but the future of our children as well. You know, I got a 12 and a 13-year-old boy, and it's crazy right now. I'm wondering what it's going to be like for them.
And think about it like this too, Terry. Those who are vehemently against the way they're treated here if they come in illegally are the same ones that don't want to build a wall to keep them out. If you have the wall to keep them out, you won't have to worry about how they're treated here illegally because they won't be here.
That's exactly what I mean. And for me, again, you know, it's not so what really gets me about some of this is that, you know, at the end of the day, these people do want to exploit the country for the things that it offers with regard to, you know, welfare or food stamps or whatever the case may be. But what really bothers me is if, God forbid, somebody were to attack America tomorrow and they were to say, we don't want no problem with Canada. We don't want no problem with Mexico. We're just coming for America. These people wouldn't stay here and fight for this country. They'd be back across the border before you could bat your eye because they have no love nor loyalty to the United States of America. They're just here to take advantage of it.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much, Terry from Texas. And Tony, you mentioned that when there are demonstrations, they fly their home flags. They don't fly a U.S. flag.
And death to America.
Yeah, death to America. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So the bottom line is, if you don't like the way they're treated here, let's make sure they don't get here. What's a good way to do it? It's not perfect, certainly the wall. Well, we're against the wall. So let me get this straight now. You're against the wall, which would keep people out, which would keep them from being treated by separating the families. So, Roseanne, Roseanne, Dana was right. It's always something. It doesn't matter. It's never going to end. I am going to do a daily check-in to see how the other side says that the president screwed up today. What secret testimony is there? What scandal is about to unfurl that's going to certainly put him on the outside looking in?
I have to admit, and I could be wrong for doing this, but I'm laughing at the left now. Every day when I go on Twitter and Facebook,
desperate,
and I see the complaints and the bitching and the moaning, I crack up laughing as to how they've come unglued.
And have you noticed that these people who are doing this have never felt that their life was out of control or they're being dealt a terrible hand and they're miserable until now? I mean, there have always been some who would do this, but now it's a stampede because you combine the ones that were doing it before with the ones that just don't like Trump, and that's what you get.
I think the media has a lot to blame in this because they're the ones that ratchet up the heartstrings and get people riled up for a day or two, and then they move on to something else.
Exactly, and that's the point. It doesn't have legs. It doesn't have a lasting effect. Who's talking about Stormy Daniels?
She's history.
Yeah. Who's talking about the Russians' collusion?
Well, actually, I mean, some people on Facebook are.
Yeah, well, of course, because they haven't gone on to the new thing. But as soon as the new thing shows up, you can forget about the old thing.
Well, they go back to the Russian thing in between. So while there's a lull, they can sneak the Russian
thing
in.
That's kind of like the background music of a concert. Okay, I got that. But Hungary, let me just tell you this before the break. This is New York Times. The Hungarian parliament approved a package of laws Wednesday that criminalizes the act of helping unauthorized migrants and creates a parallel court system that some fear will be used for politically sensitive cases, accelerating efforts by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to transform the country into what he calls a illiberal democracy. So they have a name for it. You know what the name of the bill is? I'm not kidding you. It's called the Stop Soros Bill. It really is. The government named the legislation, which takes effect immediately, the Stop Soros Bill, after the George Soros, the financier. He's from that country, okay? The laws are the first major measures to be passed since Orban, who campaigned as a nationalist anti-immigrant platform, led the far-right party. Now, Donald Trump is not anti-immigration. Donald Trump is anti-illegal immigration, and it's the word that most people conveniently forget. He's also in favor of enforcing existing law. Remember, when the president's in favor of enforcing existing law, that's usually law that he had nothing to do with. It was another Congress. It was another president. They all signed off on it. It's there. He simply wants to enforce it. But yet, if they don't like the law, they don't like the effects of the law, then they'll try and pin it on him. The passage came on World Refugee Day. I mean, that's their way of emphasizing it, isn't it? Orban has been Europe's most prominent critic of open-door migration since the refugee crisis in 2015, putting him at odds with Angela Merkel of Germany and some others. In 2015, over 1 million asylum seekers landed by boat on European shores, many of them going through Hungary on their way to Germany. Andrea Merkel has that open arms policy and is not a big fan of Donald Trump. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.